Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time, August 28th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Evangelist Matthew, where he writes, "Friday, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones went taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps." There are some moments in life that cannot be borrowed from another person. You can borrow a book, you can borrow money, you can borrow someone's coat when you're cold. But you cannot borrow a lifetime of prayer when your own heart is empty. You cannot borrow another person's trust in God when your world begins to crumble. You cannot borrow a relationship that you never cultivated. This is the unsettling truth at the heart of Jesus' parable of the 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. They all looked alike. They all had lamps. They all expected the bridegroom. They all grew tired and fell asleep. The only difference was something no one could see. They carried extra oil. The foolish assumed that they had what they had would be enough. The oil has often been interpreted as good works, charity, grace, or the presence of the Holy Spirit. All of these are beautiful interpretations. From a contemplative perspective, the oil also speaks of the hidden life with God, the slow, quiet transformation that happens through daily fidelity. Oil is not produced instantly. It is pressed from olives through patience and pressure. Likewise, the soul acquires its oil through years of ordinary faithfulness, showing up for prayer when nothing seems to happen, forgiving when resentment feels easier, choosing silence instead of gossip, remaining hopeful during disappointment, returning to God after failure, trusting Him in seasons when He feels absent. These hidden moments slowly fill the flask. No one applauds them, no one notices, but they become the reserve that keeps the lamp burning when darkness lasts longer than expected. Notice something surprising in today's gospel as well. The wise virgins also fell asleep. Jesus does not criticize them for sleeping. He criticizes the others for not being prepared. This is comforting because discipleship is not about exhausting ourselves through endless activity. Even the saints became weary. Even holy people experience fatigue, confusion, and seasons of waiting. The question is not whether we become tired. The question is whether we have cultivated enough interior life to endure the waiting. Modern culture teaches us to value immediacy. We expect instant answers, instant communication, instant gratification. But God's kingdom often unfolds according to a different rhythm. Abraham waited. Sarah waited. Moses wandered. Israel endured exile. The disciples waited through Holy Saturday before resurrection dawned. matures through waiting. Faith deepens through waiting. Hope is purified through waiting. The foolish virgins were not evil. They were simply unprepared for a delay. How often are we the same? We begin Lent enthusiastically but lose heart after a week. We promise ourselves that we will pray more when life settles down. We imagine that there will always be enough opportunity to forgive, another chance to reconcile, another day to seek God. The foolishness is not in wanting the bridegroom. The foolishness is assuming that we can postpone becoming ready. There is a quiet temptation among believers to live on borrowed spirituality. We rely on the faith of our parents. We depend on inspiring homilies. We admire the holiness of saints. We enjoy retreats and conferences. All of these nourish us. But eventually, each soul must stand before Christ carrying its own lamp. No one else can provide the oil. The contemplative tradition reminds us that the kingdom is found first within us. Before our actions transform the world, God longs to transform the heart. Every moment spent resting in His presence, every whispered prayer during the day, every act of surrender adds another drop of oil. The world rarely values this hidden work. Productivity receives praise. Efficiency earns recognition. Success is measured by visible accomplishments. Yet Jesus points towards something almost invisible, a flask quietly filled over many years. Perhaps this is why the wise virgins say something that initially sounds uncharitable. Go instead to the merchants, they say, and buy some for yourselves. They are not refusing compassion. Rather, Jesus is teaching that certain realities cannot be transferred at the last minute. Character cannot be borrowed. Trust cannot be borrowed. Intimacy with Christ cannot be borrowed. Each person must freely receive and cultivate these gifts. The beautiful hope of the gospel is that today there is still time to fill the flask. Every act of love fills it. Every honest confession fills it. Every Eucharist fills it. Every quiet moment of contemplation fills it. Every decision to forgive fills it. Every surrender to grace fills it. One day the cry will come unexpectedly, "Behold the bridegroom! Come out to meet him." Whether that moment is our death, the Lord's return, or simply an unexpected turning point in our lives, we do not know. But we do know how to prepare, not through fear, not through frantic activity, but through faithful love practiced one ordinary day at a time. The wise were not those who knew the future. They are those who have learned to remain close to the bridegroom, even while waiting the dark. Today, let's spend 10 minutes without asking God for anything. Simply sit in His presence with your heart open. Afterwards, ask yourself one question. What is added oil to my lamp, and what is slowly draining it? Then make one small change that allows your hidden relationship with Christ to grow deeper. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You are the bridegroom for whom every human heart longs. Forgive us for the times we have relied on yesterday's faith instead of seeking you today. Fill our hearts with the oil of your Spirit, teaching us to love you in the hidden places where no one else can see. Give us perseverance during seasons of waiting, courage during times of darkness, and joy in the quiet work of becoming ready for your coming. May our lamps burn brightly with the light of your grace until the day we enter the everlasting wedding feast, where you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. If you found a moment of inspiration in this brief reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we break open a verse or two from the Gospel and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.